Well, I guess we'll start it off with Dwayne Brown not showing up today, officially being put on the did not report list.
And, shocker.
Yeah, this is one of those I kind of have mixed feelings about, because from Dwayne's perspective, this is the only leverage he has.
Right.
He's the best offensive lineman they have on an offensive line that is not very good. So I don't really blame him for not showing up. And I don't need Dwayne Brown there for all of camp. I just need him in shape when the season starts.
Exactly. He's a 31-year-old veteran coming off of a pretty horrible injury. So if he's going to miss some camp, if he misses all of camp, maybe if he makes it in for the last preseason game or two, even if he doesn't make a preseason game, I'm okay with that, because they've held veterans out before that are healthy scratches and haven't played in any preseason games, notably Jonathan Joseph and I believe Vince Wilfork a couple years ago. So for him to miss camp and use this as his leverage, I don't blame him at all. I'm all for it.
And I do think the team ought to do something for him in this case. I mean, I know he's got two more years.
Right.
But
the whole narrative of they've only done this twice before with JJ and Andre. What the hell do you think Dwayne Brown is in terms of team legacy as the team's best offensive lineman ever? And I know that may not be saying much, because their offensive line traditionally hasn't been as good. But, I mean, when you look at Dwayne Brown's body of work, just pay the man. Make him happy. Guarantee at least half of his salary this year and partial next year. Or say, hey, we'll guarantee half of it this year. We'll renegotiate next year. Do something for him.
Just tear it up. Give him a 3-year deal that gives him a signing bonus.
Exactly.
And you got him for one more year, and just make the last year one that's not very punitive to the team. I think everybody'd be happy. Yeah. I think if you gave him a decent signing bonus on top of what he's making, and they've got cap room to do that. They're not in bad shape.
They have plenty of cap room. They have a lot of maneuverability that they can do. There's going to be a time where other guys are going to look at this and they're going to say, you know what? For the people who say this could go down a slippery slope and you know, what are you showing the other players? You're showing the other players that, hey, if you're a veteran on this team, you know, you've meant so much to this franchise over the course of your career. You've done so much for this franchise. We're going to take care of you. That's what you would show the other players. By not taking care of Dwayne Brown and guaranteeing at least something over the last few years of this contract, that's showing the players, hey, they may not take care of me, so I need to get all I can get when I can get it.
Now, the flip side is they've given contracts before that wound up backfiring, Matt Schaub, which they didn't need to do, which True. Is why I'm okay with Hopkins not getting his deal yet, because especially coming off the year he had last year,
right?
I'd like a prove it year from him, so I'm okay with that one. But Brian Cushing's deal, you know, D'Amico Ryan's, I mean, they've had some deals like that you gave them and rewarding your guys, and haven't necessarily worked out. Now Cushing can still play, but he's certainly not the player that you gave that contract to.
Not at all. He's a two down guy at best, and just his lateral movement, lateral quickness over the years has declined dramatically. That's why you brought in, drafted a Benardrick McKinney. That's why you drafted a Zach Cunningham. That's why you're trying to bring in a Zach Orr and things like that, because you know Cushing is on his last legs, literally.
Jesus asked, does Dwayne Brown start either in Oakland or Dallas? Yeah, he's that good. He's the only one on that line that starts in either of those places.
Exactly. I think he's one of the only linemen that this team has that'll start anywhere else in the league, period.
Yeah, you could move him to right tackle. And there's plenty of places that everybody would love to have that guy. And the reality is, you know, the rest of that line are huge question marks. Now, obviously, you like what you had on Mance last year at center, but theoretically, that job should go to Martin.
Yes.
Suofilo, who knows? And the rest of the line, and right tackle, to me, I have no idea who's going to be playing right tackle at this stage. And I don't trust any of the guys they have on the roster.
No. Bringing in Brino Giacomini is just like it's like if you need stitches and you put a Band-Aid on it. You know, you may stop some of the bleeding, but you won't stop all of it, and it's still going to be a blood mess everywhere. So there's nothing out there. The only thing that I can see that the Texans are hoping for is that some other team that has some decent linemen cut them for cap casualties or what have you in the next couple of weeks over the preseason, and they're able to sign one. I mean, last year, I believe it was the Bears who picked up, I think it was T.J. Young from the Falcons. The Packers. So, I mean, there's always that one wing and a prayer, but you can't hope on a wing and a prayer. You have to be more active and more persistent in your draft and in free agency.